Good. Well, what are you expecting from the Bengals Sunday? They obviously haven't started the way they wanted to.
Well, they still got a good football team, and I've gone back. We've done all our research in the offseason, and I've gone back and looked at all that. And I know all the numbers. I know they were 10th rated offensively. I know they have a lot of outstanding football players. And what they did last year with throwing for over 4,000 and only having 17 sacks was amazing to me. So, you know, they're a team that's in a work in progress, as we say, and, you know, they're very talented. We have great respect for them, and we've got to be prepared. Having said all that, we've got to take care of our team. We've got to make sure that our team is doing everything in our power to be as good as we can be, and we challenge ourselves in a lot of areas based on, you know, each time you come out of a game, you analyze it and you decide what it is that needs improvement. So we've got a lot of work to do ourselves, and that's where our concern is.
Coach, your left defensive end, Tuck, is just playing incredible right now. What does he bring to the defense?
Well, he's an outstanding football player, and, you know, he's been that way for some time. Last year, used in the three-man rotation, he was outstanding, and he's been able to go, you know, inside in the sub package or stay out at end and be extremely effective. He's smart, he's strong, he works hard, and he loves to play. So he's a guy that just continues to improve.
Pitch, you guys seem to have picked up right where you left off at the end of last year, which not many Super Bowl teams seem to do. What's been the key there? I mean, how much is a coaching staff? What can you guys and the coaching staff do to kind of keep that going through what was probably a busy offseason?
Well, it's what we've done from the very beginning in terms of our approach, you know, last spring and this summer in training camp. Our approach has been basically the same, is that, you know, we've congratulated our team and we've complimented each player, and we've talked about that part of it, but we've also indicated that we know very much what the challenge is, and we're not reflective. We're not going backwards. We're thinking about the challenges ahead, and we understand fully that what we did yesterday is not necessarily of any assistance today. So it can be, provided you lay the foundation, do all the hard work, behind the scenes stuff, and that's what we've always tried to do with this team. And this team has been a very good team about understanding that and accepting that and looking forward. Even last year, we had an outstanding group of men who really didn't dwell on the past, but rather looked forward to the challenge, the upcoming challenge, and that's pretty much the way we approach everything.
Coach, not that you're giving out free advice to the Bengals, but what did you guys do at 0-2 last year? What was the mindset? I mean, in New York, 0-2 is really 0-2, but what was the...
Well, I mean, I can't tell you exactly what our approach was, knowing full well we had a game that we really needed to win. It was a divisional game, and it was on the road, and we knew that, you know, it was something that had to be accomplished. But the one thing that I think came about was the fact that all the preaching about team became a factor, because I think in the second half, at halftime, nobody panicked. We're down 17-3. In that third game, and we didn't panic, and we came out and got ourselves back in the game, and then had a great goal line stand at the end, and it gave us a nice boost.
You talk about having guys that didn't reflect too much on the past, didn't worry about it. Did you sense that about your guys when you were 0-2 last year, or
sense what
that they had that right mindset, or did you learn?
Well, I thought we had the right mindset going forward. I think we knew we had a better football team than we were playing. We had a brand new defensive coordinator and scheme, and our communication wasn't quite what it was going to be in the future, and we knew that. You know, we also knew we could play better on offense than we had. And so that having been said, there was no panic. There was no, you know, what everyone was saying on the outside was the same thing they had said at the end of the 06 season, is fire the coach, get rid of the quarterback, get rid of the players. But that's not the way we felt.
Speaking along those terms, last year, Eli's regular season, he had 20 interceptions. Obviously, he had the great run in the postseason. He's continued it on this year. Did you see one moment maybe that changed in him, or where did the light went on, or, you know, can you explain that?
Well, I think there were more than one factor involved. I think probably the fact that we went up to Buffalo and won in what was undoubtedly a most difficult weather day, with, you know, wind gusts at 60 miles an hour, and the only way the ball could be moved really was the team that had the wind, and we threw some interceptions and put ourselves in bad position, but we also got some. And I think one of the real lessons out of that, we had an 88-yard run by Ahmad Bradshaw for a touchdown, was that Eli knew that he didn't have to do it himself, you know, that he had a good defensive team, that he had a good complement of offensive line runners, and that we just had to be smart. And I think that that carried over for him into the playoffs, the realization that in the playoffs the percentages were extremely high for the team who did not turn the ball over at all. The winning percentage was 87%. So we counted on that, and Eli was extremely intelligent and really careful with where the ball was being placed.
Coach, did you think that most of his interceptions were caused by he was trying to do too much? He was trying to force things?
No, I don't know. Sometimes, you know, the guys have great confidence. They think they can fit a ball in when it's most difficult. Most people probably wouldn't even try it, but these athletes have tremendous confidence, and they think they can. And there was some of that. There were some bad decisions, and you know, so there was a gamut of stuff. But again, you're talking about a young guy that's learning, and every time he takes the field, he learns more about his trade. And so I just think that he learned from that, and I hope we can continue along that vein.
Strahan retires. OC gets hurt. 22 sacks there on last year's team, and you guys just next man up. It seems to be the mindset of that defense, isn't it?
Well, we've done a good job. Our first concern, of course, is for the player that's injured. We were prepared for Michael because of when he retired. We weren't prepared for OC, obviously. The OC loss was a great loss, but our team is, you know, has taken the approach that just means that others have to step up and do more. And that's kind of the way that we've approached it. And I think with Matthias going down, playing his natural position at end, it has been, he's returned there with strength and done a good job.
You've got some familiarity with Zimmer, Coach. Watching tape, can you see some of the characteristics that he had in Dallas?
Well, I think so, and in Atlanta as well. We played them when they were in Atlanta a year ago too. So he's an outstanding coach and does a very good job, and we've done our homework.
Well, what would be some of the characteristics you expect?
What do you want me to give you, the scouting report, Jeff, for crying out loud? That is not going to happen.
If you would, please.
That's not going to happen.
When you look at his defense, though, what's the first thing that comes to mind? I mean, just a trait or a characteristic.
Well, it always was aggressive and physical, and, I don't think anything's different there.
Coach, that's two Syracuse guys killing you. I just want to let you know that. That's my next question, is if Ernie Davis recruited you. No, I know you're not that old.
That's right.
Coach, thank you very much.
Coach,
thank
that's
you,
great.
Guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.